on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, President Biden and at the state level, Governor Murphy have both been briefed on the global tech outages, which grounded flights, disrupted banks, and slowed the work of businesses and critical services around the world starting early today. Murphy says the State Emergency Operations Center has been activated since 3 a.m. A single content update for Windows hosts is said to have caused the massive disruption, according to cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. In addition to flights being impacted for travelers, patients are also dealing with some disruptions as RWJ Barnabas Health confirmed some systems were impacted, which led to delays in some scheduled procedures. Former President Donald Trump has formally accepted his party's nomination to run for president again, speaking to wrap the final day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart.
Trump also described the assassination attempt that left him with an ear wound bandaged on stage last night. Fresh off the RNC, Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally on Saturday, an indoor event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another New Jersey woman says a hot spill at Dunkin' left her with severe burns.
In the latest hot spill lawsuit against Dunkin' in New Jersey, an attorney for Union County woman Essence Springer says his client suffered permanent burns on her hand at the Dunkin' in Hillside on Liberty Avenue. According to the suit, Springer bought a hot mint tea in the drive-thru this past December, and the drink spilled on her. She blames Dunkin' for the tea being too hot and for the lid not being properly secured. The lawsuit seeks a jury trial. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And Walmart plans to build a 700,000 square foot distribution center in South Jersey. The site in Piles Grove is being built to make its online grocery business more efficient. It's set to open in 2027. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will this sunshine last? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather with high pressure in control of our atmosphere. High temperatures this afternoon will range from the splendid 70s at the beaches to an excellent 80 to 85 inland. A bright, sunny, completely dry day with a nice light breeze and humidity levels in the comfortable range. Really nothing to complain about here. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip into the lower to mid 60s. Feeling good. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs in the lower to mid 80s again. The only hiccup this weekend will be spotty showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially around the early evening hours. Sunday will be partly sunny, a bit warmer and more humid as highs push into the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99. Seminars are Saturday, July 20th at the Crown Plaza in Edison and Monday, July 22nd at the Radisson Hotel in Freehold. Register at markpatrickseminars.com. 81 in Morristown, 81 in Ewing, 82 in Turnersville. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation. Yeah.